Awesome Fishing Radio would like to thank our sponsors, Andy Thornell Company, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses, Malibu Kayaks, Mudhole, Rolls Axle, and Coastal Angler Magazine.
We're going to talk about tarpon offshore. Get over here, Mike. Welcome to Awesome Fishing Radio, and we're talking with Mike Rafgen, and I tell you, I don't know if anyone has had an opportunity to see any of the photos up on Facebook right now or anything to do with Mike sending you some photos if you know him, but I tell you, the offshore tarpon bite has been happening for Mike over here in the Daytona Beach, New Smyrna area, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what he's been doing, mostly conventional. Have y'all done any on fly, Mike?
Yeah, we've been doing some on fly the last couple of weeks. If we have the clients that are able to want to do them on fly, or if we have people in the boat that want to do them on fly, we will do them on fly. They will eat a fly.
Now, y'all just kind of like match the hatch, something in a pogie-type pattern, something like that.
What we're doing is we are finding the shrimp boats. We're actually going north of Ponce Inlet in the Flagler Beach Pier area. We're finding the shrimp boats. If the shrimp boats are dragging their nets, we throw the pogie, a dead pogie, literally right off the back of the stern, where it'll literally hit the stern of the boat. Let it drift back and just float in the water, and the tarpon will come up and hit it. If they are not dragging their nets, what we're doing is we're waiting for them to drop their coal, which I mean from the bait fish and all that stuff that they get while they're dragging for shrimp. Once they drop their coal, we follow the coal line. And a lot of times you'll wait 45 minutes until you'll even see your first tarpon. You'll see your sharks, your bonita. And once you start seeing a lot of sharks, for some reason we've been noticing, once you see, you know, 10 sharks and a little baby, you know, 15, 20-yard circle, all of a sudden you look and you'll see a tarpon come up and just roll, or he looks like a lawnmower just going across the water, just picking, you know, pogies or grunts or whatever they're eating, croakers especially. And you don't even have to use pogies. You could use the coal that they're using off the boats. And just sight, we are literally sight casting these fish. We'll see the fish, and we'll just put it in the general area that we think that they're in, and they just come up and hit it. And it's not small tarpon. Our average tarpon right now that we're getting is anywhere from 75, and we got one on Friday that was over 200.
Yeah, I noticed one of the photos that you sent was with your friend Stephanie. And how big was that fish with you and her?
That fish was probably about 100, 120 pounds, anywhere in that general area.
Yeah, I tell you, man, that's awesome. Now, are you rigging these up with like a 100-pound mono with a 5-aught hook, or what are you doing there?
We're using anywhere from 30 to 65-pound fluorocarbon we're using. Braid, and then we're using an 80-pound Usuri or Seaguar fluorocarbon, and that's what we're using with a 5-aught owner circle hook.
Well, I tell you, you're definitely doing the thing there. Now, you've gotten situated, I guess, because you do a lot of offshore getting friends with these shrimp boat captains and things like that. And so I guess when you go out, you're actually getting hold of them on the phone or the radio, kind of figuring out what they're doing, where they're at. Because they're not the same place every day, I don't think.
No, we literally, you can come best friends with these guys. They're really, really nice people. You just get close with them and, whatever. You just give them a call and they'll tell you exactly where they're at. And if you get close with these guys, they won't even drop their coal until you get there, if you get close enough with them. And that's the main thing. You want to be there when they drop the coal so you can follow that coal. Because if you get there 20 minutes later, that coal could be in a 400-yard period around there. But, I mean, even if you don't get there before they drop the coal, just look for diving birds, and that means that those fish are on the coal.
Now, are you actually chumming up these captains with a couple six-packs or what?
Oh, yeah. About at least 3-4 times a week, we drop a 24. They'll tell you straight up, bring that 24 case of Budweiser tomorrow, and you'll get your coal dropped when you want, and you get a nice old big bag of shrimp.
You can't beat that, man. Well, Mike, we appreciate it. The next best thing to fishing is talking about fishing. We enjoyed you spending some time. We'll talk on the next segment, and we'll talk a little bit more about what you're doing and how you're doing it. So,
okay, Steve, cast over there at 12 o'clock right there. See the fish?
How far? How far?
Over there about 40 foot. Cast.
I can't see him. I'm not going to cast till
Steve,
I can see him.
Steve, put your Costas on right now. Those new 580 lenses, you've got to turn around and have them on where you can see these fish, man. Or you're going to blow our day.
There they are. Watch this, Keelan. Here they go.
Man, great hookup, man.
Andy Thornell Company, outdoor clothing, footwear, and equipment since 1945. Our Orvis Fly Shop is one of the best in Florida, with over 700 fly patterns for saltwater, bass, and panfish. And we have a few hundred trout flies when you head for the mountains. And if you tie your own flies, we stock all of the materials and tools. Waders, vests, and the coolest fishing gadgets, including Boga Grips and Calusa cast nets, are in stock. We wear fishing shirts year-round, and we have some of the best prices on Columbia, Ex Officio, and Under Armour shirts, including the new sunproof t-shirts and the buff head gear. And we realize that you cannot play every day, so we have some unexpected surprises, sport coats, dress shirts, and even neckwear for the gentlemen, and the ladies always find their way back to our custom jewelry shop. Andy Thornell Company, downtown Winter Haven, 299-9999, andythornell.com.
This is Captain Steve Nichols here of Awesome Fishing Radio, and along with Captain Keelan, our passion is fishing and helping others catch fish.
Captain Steve's right. We want to be on the water with our friends and family, not worrying about how we're going to get our boat there. That's why we rely on Rolls Axles trailers. Simply put, they're the most dependable trailer on the market.
That's because they're the only all-aluminum trailers made. They use only high-quality materials to produce a superior product. In fact, they have a patent on their aluminum springs.
And they're so confident that you'll never have to replace them that they offer a lifetime warranty on the springs. By using a combination of aluminum and stainless parts, Rolls Axle has created the only trailer you'll ever need.
They're located at 702 Hitchcock Street in Plant City, and you can check them out on the web at www.rollsaxle.com.
Or give them a call at 1-888-ROLLS-52. That is 1-888-765-5752. Make sure you told them that you heard about them on Awesome Fishing Radio.
Finally, a magazine published just for anglers who fish the Indian River Lagoon, Coastal Angler Magazine, with columns, news, events, and forums especially designed for the Florida fisherman. You can also check out the Coastal Angler online at CoastalAnglerMagazine.com. The Coastal Magazine for the Florida fisherman. Coastal Angler Magazine. It's also the magazine for Awesome Fishing Radio. Coastal Angler, subscribe today. Just log on to CoastalAnglerMagazine.com.